One of my greatest challenges in life has been my mindset, avoiding negative thinking. Hey, if that's been a challenge for you as well, I encourage you to keep listening to this episode because I think I've got something you'll definitely find helpful.
Welcome to the Start My Next Chapter podcast, where David and Mandy help you navigate significant life changes and rewrite the story of your life, feeling empowered, confident, and clear about what you truly desire. It's time to release what no longer serves you and start your next chapter.
So when I was 13 years old, I was taking private basketball lessons from one of the members of the Western Kentucky University men's basketball team. We had season tickets. We'd go all the time, see these guys play throughout the week, and I looked up to them. I thought they were amazing. This guy was a grown man, muscles, mustache, the whole nine yards, right? And I think this guy is incredible. He's probably all of 20 years old. And he's got me running up and down the court, and he's got me with a journal there taking notes of the different drills that we're going through. And I remember one particular day when he was really pushing me hard. I was down on the ground doing some push-ups. I was probably up to four or five, you know? And I was so tired and exhausted, and I just collapsed. And I said, I can't do it. He said, what did you say? I said, I can't do it. Get up on your two feet. Trotter, don't you ever tell me you can't do something. Rips out my journal, says, don't ever say I can't do it. Those words, I can't do it, are words that I've probably said in my subconscious so many times since that day, almost 40 years ago. These negative thoughts, they creep in, don't they? According to the National Science Foundation, 80% of our thoughts are negative. 80%. 95% of our thoughts are repetitive. And so we've got these repetitive negative thoughts bouncing around in there, holding us back. Honestly, I have grown sick and tired of the negative thoughts in my head, and I'm recognizing that they hold me back. They get in the way of two things that are really important in my life, and my guess is they might be important to you as well. The first is that negative thinking gets in the way of my enjoyment of life. It's really hard to enjoy myself when I've got critical thoughts about myself and others and even the whole world, right? It's hard to just enjoy life. Who wants to live 80, 90, 100 years, I'm living 100 years, and not enjoy it? I want to enjoy every day of life. Negativity gets in the way of that. The second thing that negative thinking gets in the way of is my mission in life. My mission, the things that I feel called to do, the way that I want to experience life, the things that I want to accomplish in the world, the people that I want to help, negative thinking gets in the way of that because it prevents me from taking action. Now, my guess is that this might be true for you as well. So let's take a moment to pause and just consider or reflect on the ways in which negative thoughts come into our life. The first area, first and foremost for me, are negative thoughts about myself. Being critical and judgmental of myself. I'm not blank enough. Fill in the blank. What comes to your mind first? You're not blank enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not creative enough. I'm not hardworking enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not sexy enough. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not creative enough. I'm not whatever it is. I don't know what it is for you. But when we have those thoughts of not enoughness or that our past is holding us back or where we came from or the type of family we were raised in or whatever is a negative limiting belief, man, it's hard to enjoy life and live out your mission when you've got those negative thoughts. Or what about negative thoughts when it comes to other people? It is so easy to grow critical or judgmental of our spouse or partner, kids, family members, loved ones, friends, coworkers, people that we see out in public in terms of like people that wait on us or check us out on, you know, at the counter, or people that we talk to on the phone that are from other parts of the world, or negative thoughts about other people, criticism and judgment. You know, once you make a judgment of someone, describing them in a negative way in your mind, then it is oftentimes so easy to then see everything that they say or do come into alignment with that judgment. And all of a sudden, you're creating a story that starts to unfold in your life around that person because of that negative judgment. That's true about yourself. That's true about other people. And it's also true even about the world at large. How easy it is to have negative thoughts about what's going on in our world. Man, the economy, inflation, the dollar, we've got so much expensive gas and food and rent is going up and housing pricing and all. And man, look at the wars that we've got going on. We got these two knuckleheads in the United States that we're trying to like choose between for president. And man, this place is feeling depressed yet. Isn't it easy to have negative thoughts about the world at large? Hey, what about even God or the divine? Some of us have negative thoughts about that entity, higher power, because we've had negative experiences in faith communities or religious backgrounds. And so then all of a sudden we carry that negativity onto God. And so this negativity, this criticalness, this judgmentalness prevents us from enjoying life and doing the things that we want to do. So in my time of meditation last week, and I've been really spending a lot of time every day just waking up, I go for a long walk, then I take time to meditate, I just sit in my truck and I take notes on my laptop of what I'm hearing. And last week, I heard three short sentences that were really basic, but so helpful. You already know what they are because it's the title of this episode. Will you say them with me? See the good. Feel the good. Be the good. See the good, feel the good, be the good. When I heard those three short sentences, boom, 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 right in my mind, I felt nudged to begin to think through that lens about my past, present, and future. Now, if you are going through or have gone through a significant life change, this gives you an opportunity to reflect on all three of those seasons of life, past, present, and future. Over the last 3 years, I've gone through a divorce, gone through transitions in my life in terms of relationships with kids and family, lost some friends, shifts in my business. So those life changes automatically give me an opportunity to reflect and process. The challenge for me personally, this might not be you, but for me, is that when I reflect on the past, the challenge is that I have a tendency to focus on the woulda, coulda, shouldas. The things that I woulda, coulda, shoulda done in the past. Man, what I woulda, shoulda, coulda done in terms of my marriage. Woulda, coulda, shoulda in terms of the way that I raised my kids. Woulda, coulda, shoulda on my education or my career path. If I would have chosen this path instead of that path, my life would be better. I'd be able to make more of an impact. I'd be better off financially. And so then all of a sudden, when we're reflecting on the past, we're looking through the lens of negativity as opposed to seeing the good, which we'll get to in just a moment. And then as soon as I start, you know, reflecting on the past, it brings me into the present. And I start thinking about all the things that are missing from my life, things that I had in my old life that I don't have in my new life, things that I wish I had, all the lack in my life, which then carries me into the future. And man, if I've already got that negative lens about the past and I see the negativity in my present within the future, all of a sudden I'm thinking it's not going to go so well. But as soon as I heard these three sentences, as soon as I heard see the good, feel the good, be the good, I heard a mantra that could help me go through the timeline of my life with a new lens. So now I start in the past and go, okay, what would it look like for me to now see the good in my past? See the good. Well, man, I've got two parents. They're still married. They're faithful to one another. They love each other. Not perfect, but man, they sure did raise me with love and support and cheering me on. They were at all my games and practices, and really, they funded things that I wanted to do. I can see the good in my education. I went to get a bachelor's, then a master's, and then I went to seminary and learned all about pastoral ministry. Then I got married early on in life when I was 21. I can celebrate the things about my marriage. I can celebrate those things. I can celebrate my kids and how amazing and beautiful they are as young adults. I can celebrate the 10 years that I spent in ministry and all the people that I impacted positively, the things that I learned. I can celebrate all of the good life experiences that I've had. And then not only can I see it, But then what would it look like for me to actually feel it? Not just think about it, but feel it in my body. You know that most of our memories are locked in by strong emotions. They're locked into our brains because we felt something really strongly. We don't remember average conversations or average days or average trips. No, we remember the things that are the high points and low points of our life because those strong emotions lock in or anchor in those memories in our mind. And so what would it look like to begin to rewire my mind around positive events? Positive events. Yeah. Start thinking about seeing the good and then feel it. Feel it in my body. Allow my heart to swell with gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation. Yeah, it's not just seeing the good and feeling the good, but then allowing that gratitude and appreciation for all of those good things in my past. Now, I'm not suggesting that we disregard the painful things of our past that need healing or even the unhealthy or unhelpful choices that we made that we need to learn from. Hey, I got a lot of unhealthy or unhelpful choices that I made that I got to learn from. I got to heal from things in the past. But oftentimes when I go down that road, I can then get stuck and start beating myself up about, man, I woulda, coulda, shoulda done that. Yes, we need to reflect on those things. We need to learn. But for the most part, what would it look like if I saw my past through the lens of a filter of goodness? Goodness. And go, man, that was good. And feel that goodness. And so, you know, what begins to happen is when I see my past through the lens of goodness, it impacts the way that I look at my present and eventually my future. So now I get to my present and go, oh, see the good, see the good. Put on the blinders of what you're lacking. Put on the blinders. Now, I will tell you, I can sometimes feel like I'm lying to myself. And those of us who say, well, I'm just being realistic about my life. This is what's missing. This is what I don't like. The problem is when I just focus on the things that I don't like or are missing, it cultivates that negativity. And then I just start drawing in, calling in more of that negativity and focusing on more and more lack. And it's not calling in abundance in my life. So I'm choosing to put on the blinders a little bit about the things that are lacking and instead put on the focus, the lens of the things that are good. Man, I got an incredible fiance. Woo! She is amazing. She is smart and beautiful and hardworking, and she loves me, and she's so caring and kind and attentive to me. I have amazing kids. They're so creative and smart and hardworking. Boy, I have the opportunity to work with amazing clients, and what a great place. I live in Southern California, 5 minutes from the beach. I can literally walk to the beach if I want to, and it's just so enjoyable. And let me feel that for a minute. Just let me feel it in my body. Ah, feel the good. Yes. Anchor in those feelings of positivity. And then be the good. Be the good. When I look at my past, I see how I was such a good and loving and creative and life-changing person. And I'm going to be that goodness. Right now, I'm not talking about morality or necessarily ethics, although that's good, right? That's good. I'm talking about being that kind, loving, generous, faithful, creative, hardworking, attentive person. I'm going to be that open-hearted, good person in the world. Yeah, I'm going to see the good, feel the good, and be the good. See the good, feel the good, be the good. Yeah. Now I look into the future. Now I look into the future with anticipation. Are you catching on yet? Are you catching on? Because when I see the good, feel the good, and be the good in the past, it carries over into how I see the good, feel the good, be the good in the present. And now I can look with anticipation, see the good. I can see the good things that are already, they've already come to fruition in the past. I'm just calling them forth into my life right now. Calling them forth. Yeah, I see it. It's already come to fruition. I can see the good. I can feel it already. I can see my dreams coming to fruition. They're already come to fruition. And now I'm going to call it from the future into my present because I'm seeing it, feeling it, and I'm seeing how I'm going to be the good. Yeah, I'm going to be the good even in the future. How are you feeling now? See the good, feel the good, be the good. Perhaps this is a mantra that you want to adopt for yourself, that you would wake up in the morning and remind yourself, if you struggle with negative thoughts like I do, today, I'm going to see the good, I'm going to feel the good, and I'm going to be the good. Hey, add another one in. I'm going to do the good. Yeah, see the good, feel the good, be the good. If you want to adopt that in your life, try it on for a couple days. I'm just enjoying seeing life through that lens and how much appreciation and gratitude that develops in my life and how that is changing my feelings. It's changing my level of enjoyment each day. And I believe that it's also changing my ability to live out my mission in life. It's releasing some of that procrastination that gets in my way. When I'm focused on negativity, I tend to procrastinate because things aren't going to, turn out so well. So I'm going to see the good, feel the good, and be the good. Will you join me in trying on that mantra? And if it's helpful for you, hey, reach out. Let me know. Hit me up at david@startmynextchapter.com. I'd love to hear from you.
We hope you enjoyed the episode today. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Start My Next Chapter on your favorite podcast platform, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend to listen to today's episode. Follow us on social media at Start My Next Chapter and check out our website at startmynextchapter.com.